Zok the Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Megillah, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gemal. The Tanna is going to teach us now, when is the Zman Kriyas HaMegillah for a person who's a Ben Ir? That means that he lives in a city that has no wall. He's supposed to read the Megillah on the 14th, but right now he happens to be in a city that is surrounded by a wall, which is called a Krach. So do I read according to where I come from or where I am now? Same Shaila for a Ben Krach, someone who's from a city that was surrounded by a wall during the times of Yeshua ben Nun. But right now, on Purim, he finds himself in a city that did not have a wall during the times of Yeshua ben Nun. He's a Ben Krach, Shehalach Le'ir. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Ben Ir, a person from a city who reads on Yud Dalid. It did not have a wall during the times of Yeshua ben Nun. Shehalach, who went before Yud Dalid Adar, to spend time in a city that did have a wall. Shehalach Le'krach. Krach means the big city. Literally, krach is like a sandwich. It means a lot of people together. It's a term that's used to describe a big city surrounded by a wall, where in this big city they would read on Tezvav. Or the other way around. Uben krach, a person from a krach, that's supposed to read on Tezvav, Shehalach, who went before Yudalid Le'ir, to a city that had no wall, where they read on Yudalid. Zakta Mishnah, here's the rule. If, when he traveled from his place, his intention was to return. In his das, he left thinking that Asid Lachsa L'makayme, that before the sun comes up on the day of Kriyas HaMegillah, he would be back home. In other words, in the first case, he was thinking he would be back home in the regular city before the sun comes up on the 15th. And in the second case, he was thinking, that's when he went from the krach to the ear, that he would be back in his city, in the krach, before the sun comes up on Yudalit. Now, at the end, it turned out, as often the case is, we make plans, and the Rabbi Hashem has different plans for us. He had to stay where he was. In other words, the Ben Ir went to the krach. He sees, I'm going to have to stay here in this big city surrounded by a wall, even on Tesvav. And the Ben Krach that went to the city, he sees, I'm going to have to be here on Yudalit. I won't be able to go home so fast. Despite that, Kaire, each one is going to read Kim Mekayme according to the minute of his place where he is coming from. In other words, the Ben Ir is going to read on Yudalid, even though he's in the city surrounded by a wall. He won't wait for tomorrow to read with everyone else on Tezvav. And in the second case, the Ben Krach, who's in the open city, he's going to read on Tezvav. He's going to wait. He's not going to read with them on Yudalid. And again, that's because when each one of them left, it was not their intention to stay there. It just happened that there was a change in plans. They weren't able to return home so fast. However, Ve'im Lav, if when he left his home base, so to speak, it was never his intention to start with, to return home before the sun would come up, on the morning of the day that they read the Megillah in the place that he went to, in other words, in the first case, we have the Ben Ir that went to the Krach. He knew when he left his open city, he's going to be in the Krach on the morning of Tezvav. And in the second case, where the Ben Krach went to the Ir, he knew he would be in the open city on the morning of Yudalit. So then the din is Kaida Imayen. He reads with them. In other words, the Ben Ir reads on Tezvav, like the other people around him now who are in the Krach. And the Ben Krach reads on Yudalit. They knew to start with that during the Zman of Ikar HaKriya, they're going to be in this guest town, not in their hometown. And therefore, it's Chal on them, the Choyvas HaKriya of the place where he's going to, the destination place. Now, there are many different Mahalchim and the Rishonim how to learn the Mishnah. We learned the way Rashi learns and the way the Rambam learns. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. U'mehechen Koyru Adam Es HaMegillah. From where does a person have to read the Megillah V'yotzeh B'yodei Chivas, he should be Yotzeh Es Chayv? In other words, obviously we would rather that he read the entire Megillah, but the Tana thought perhaps, and maybe even if you don't read the whole Megillah, you're still Yaitza. So from where would you have to read? What would be the bare minimum that you have to read from there in order to be Yaitza? So again, U'mehechan kaira adam es ha-Megillah. From where would a person have to read the Megillah, Yaitza be'yidei chivasi, to be Yaitza es chayv? Enfid the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir says, and the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that kula, there's no bidyaved. The worst comes to worst, if you don't read everything you're yaitzi, you have to read the entire Megillah from beginning to end. Rabbi Yehuda, however, holds that me'ish Yehudi. If you read from Ish Yehudi Hayah B'Shushan, Kapitel Beis Pasuk Hay in the Megillah, you're yaitzi. And Rabbi Yosi, I'm Rabbi Acher HaDvarim Ha'Ela. That's Acher HaDvarim Ha'Ela, Gidl HaMelech HaChashverish HaShaman, from the beginning of Peri Gimel. And really this machloikis, as the Gemara explains it, is based on how we understand the Pasuk in the Megillah. The Pasuk says, V'tichtev Esther Malka Bas Avichayel U'Marcha Yehudi, Es Kol Toikev L'Kayim As Hageres HaPurim HaZois HaShenis. Reb Meir holds Toikev means, we begin to describe the power of Achashverosh, which is the beginning of the Megillah. Reb Yehuda holds, it means the Tokfei Shel Mardechai, that starts from Ish Yehudi. And Reb Yosi holds, it means Tokfei Shel Haman. That's some Acher HaDvarim Ha'Ela. But again, the halacha is like Reb Meir, that you have to read the entire Megillah. Okay, quickly chazring over what we learned over here in Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We learned about someone from a city that reads on Yudalad that went to a krach that reads on Tesvav, or the other way around. And basically we said that if his intention was to be back home before the sun comes up on the morning that he's supposed to read the Megillah, then he reads whenever the people back home read, even if at the end he got stuck in the city that he went to. But if l'chadchila he knew that he was going to stay in the city that he's going to, then he reads according to the city that he is in right now. So if he's a ben ir shahalach l'krach, he's going to read with them on 15, and if he's a ben krach shahalach l'ir, he's going to read earlier with them on yodalit. The Mishnah also asked, how much of the Megillah do you have to hear? Rav Meir says the entire Megillah, that's the halacha. Rav Yehuda says from Ish Yehudi. And Rav Yosi says from Acher HaDvarim Ha'Ela. Gidla Melech HaChashverosh Es Haman.